Hello and welcome to AHR's weekly market update podcast, brought to you by our Chief Investment Officer, Ian Ramsey.
Welcome to this week's AHR market review for the week ending 3rd of March 2024. Equity markets continue to edge higher in a week where the Nasdaq joined the equity record club. The index took its year-to-date returns to 8.4% and on closing the week at 16,275, surpassed its previous record high set in November 2021. The US Commerce Department's release of the Core Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index was the main focus point of the week for investors. The index rose 2.8% for the 12 months ended in January, in line with expectations, but the report appeared to calm concerns over the US Labor Department's early release of its Consumer Price Index, which showed core prices rising by 3.9%, above expectations of around 3.7. The core PCE price index is generally considered the Federal Reserve's preferred gauge of overall inflation pressures. The latest estimate of US GDP for quarter four 2023 showed the US economy increased at a 3.2% annualized rate last quarter, revised slightly down from the previously reported 3.3% pace. Consumer spending, which accounts for more than two-thirds of US economic activity, increased at a 3% rate, adding 2 percentage points to GDP growth. It was previously estimated to have grown at a 2.8% rate. US equities rose around 1% over the week, alongside US technology stocks rising 1.7% as sentiment remained strong following a healthy quarterly earnings season. European equities were mixed, with the broad European benchmark largely unchanged, whilst UK equities fell 0.3%. Japanese stocks continued their recent rally, gaining 2.1% over the week. Stocks in China rose 1.38% on hopes that Beijing may boost monetary easing measures to stimulate growth. The equity move was despite further negative economic news, showing China's official Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index fell to 49.1 in February from a reading of 49.2 the previous month, increasing the pressure on President Xi Jinping to take stronger action to boost growth days before Beijing opens its annual session of the National People's Congress. In commodities, the price of US crude oil topped $80 per barrel on Friday, rising to the highest level in about 4 months. For the week, oil rose more than 4% amid concern that the consortium of oil-producing countries could extend the duration of recent production cuts. Meanwhile, for what is often referred to as digital gold, the price of the most widely traded cryptocurrency eclipsed $60,000 for the first time since November 2021, but remained below the record of nearly $69,000 that it set that month. Bitcoin's price jumped about 44% during February and rose 20% over the latest week as it traded above $62,000 on Friday. Most of the sharp rally appears to be driven by the approval of Bitcoin ETFs in January, with over $7 billion subsequently being invested into the products. That's all for this week's AHR Weekly Podcast. Thank you for listening, and for further investment insights, head over to ahrprivatewealth.com.